Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. The NCAA Men's Tournament begins tonight at 6:30 with the start of the first four round. Two 16 seeds in Howard and Wagner will tip off first, with the winner of that game playing the top seed in the West region, North Carolina, on Thursday. The two 10 seeds in the Midwest, Colorado State and Virginia, will play in the second game tonight. The winner of that game will play Texas on Thursday. The men's NCAA tournament can be heard on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Budweiser's weekday sports beat will be on the road this afternoon. Darren will be out at the new location for Saltgrass Steakhouse on Main Street in Mishawaka. Sports beat will start at a special time of 4:30 this afternoon because of that and will lead into NCAA tournament coverage. Times have been announced for the first round games of the NCAA women's basketball tournament happening at Purcell Pavilion. Notre Dame will take on Kent State with a tip-off time of 2:15 Saturday afternoon. The winner of that game will face the winner of the Ole Miss-Marquette game, which tips at around 4:45 Saturday. The second round matchup between those two teams will be played on Monday. International soccer will return to South Bend this summer. Chelsea and Celtic will square off on July 27th at Notre Dame Stadium. Officials with Notre Dame, as well as both teams, made the official announcement yesterday. Visit South Bend Mishawaka sees this as a big economic boost in late July, even though it may not be on the same level as a Notre Dame football game. School officials say tickets will start at $60 and will go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Here's incoming Notre Dame Athletic Director Pete Pavakwa talking about the similarities between the Irish Athletics program and the two international clubs.
When you talk about the Chelsea Football Club, the Celtic Football Club, that history of success, that history of championships, nothing less than championships is expected. And that's what we have here at Notre Dame. You know that so well for all of our sports. And, you know, certainly every time we go into that stadium and play another school on the football field, you know, we want to win. That's the Notre Dame way. That's the expectation. That's what we expect. And I know that's what these two great football clubs expected as well. So I think it's a great coming together of these winning cultures.
According to Robert Griffin III, Caleb Williams should go into the 2024 NFL draft with the thought of pulling an Eli Manning. RG3 says that with all that has happened with the Chicago Bears, especially when it comes to how the team handled Justin Fields, Williams would be right to have concerns about playing there. So, in Griffin's eyes, Williams should, quote, demand the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one, unquote, if he feels that the team doesn't have his best interest and career growth at heart. Here's RG3 on his RG3 and the Ones podcast.
Can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what, this is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become? Caleb Williams is on record saying that he wants to be legendary. He wants to rewrite history, and he wants to be the best that he can possibly be and win the most games he can possibly win.
DeMar steps into Vucevic.
Audio from NBC Sports Chicago. DeMar DeRozan scored 28 points and found Nikola Vucevic for a key hook shot with 9.3 seconds left, helping the Chicago Bulls edge the Portland Trail Blazers 110-107. Vucevic had 22 points and 9 rebounds in Chicago's third win in 4 games. Caris LeVert and Jarrett Allen each scored 23 points, and the shorthanded Cleveland Cavaliers fended off a late push from the Indiana Pacers for a 108-103 win. Cleveland played without 3 regular starters, including star guard Donovan Mitchell, as they fight to hold on to a top-3 seed in the Eastern Conference. Jaylen Brown scored 31 points in 3 quarters, Derek White posted his first career triple-double, and the NBA-best Boston Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons 119-94. Jaden Ivey led Detroit with 21 points. Blake Snell's prolonged free agency has ended. The reigning National League Cy Young Award winner agreed to a 2-year, $62 million deal with the San Francisco Giants on Monday, 10 days before his new team opens its regular season against his former one, the San Diego Padres. The deal includes an opt-out after the first season. Player leaders expressed frustration at Major League Baseball Players Association executives during a Zoom call last night, the culmination of a week in which players advocated for the ouster of the union's chief labor negotiator. On a call with dozens of player reps from the major and minor league units of the union that lasted nearly 3 hours, A majority of players in an informal vote told MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark they want to replace Deputy Executive Director Bruce Meyer with Harry Marino, the lawyer who spearheaded the unionization efforts of minor league players. Trevor Bauer says he will pitch for Mexican team Diablos Rojos in their Sunday exhibition game with the New York Yankees. The 2020 NL Cy Young Award winner is attempting to return to Major League Baseball for the first time in 3 years, following his lengthy suspension by MLB and release from the Los Angeles Dodgers after a woman accused him of sexual assault. Bauer said Monday in a post on X, formerly Twitter, that he has also agreed to pitch 5 games for Diablos Rojos from April 11th to May 8th, quote, in lieu of a traditional spring training period, as it's the best way for me to stay ready to pitch, unquote.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, becoming partly sunny and a little warmer, 50 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.